So let's get into a state of receptivity where we are closing our eyes and then feeling the eyeballs underneath the eyelids and just observe what they're doing. Are they darting around? Do they feel a little tired? Do they feel like our eyeballs are swollen or popping out of our head? Do they feel sore? Do they bring in a lot of thoughts as they're darting around? So all this information that comes from our surroundings and also from internally can be controlled by the eye movement. So as we're settling in now and we feel the eyelids resting now instead of forcing ourselves to rest, they're just resting over the eyeballs, and the eyeballs are straight, as if you're looking straight ahead. But don't force it, just allow it to settle. Some people will feel their eyes kind of going into an upwards motion, maybe looking upwards underneath the eyelids. That's okay too. Just do what is ever natural for you and then notice it. Today is a time for transformational energy of Shiva. She is the energy, the masculine energy, Ua, is the feminine energy. So the yin and the yang. The masculine and feminine energies of everyone. Shiva Nataraj Abhishekam is a time of the, or a celebration every, I think it's about 6 times a year, where this masculine and feminine energy gets shaken up. It does a dance. And out of that dance comes an energy. So there's some stepping on toes, maybe. Some beautiful grace flowing. Some burning of some energy. Some excitement. Some energy flowing, so to be able to create a beautiful gesture. That's what it is. This Nataraja is the dance of Shiva. And so we might feel an energy within us dancing around. It might be an aggressive energy, a masculine energy, or powerful energy, passionate energy. And then can be a more feminine energy, receptive, graceful, moving, receiving. Can be a mixture of both within us. So as your eyes are settling, you might start to feel this dance of energy. Maybe in your third eye area, the spot between your two eyebrows. Maybe in your brain. Maybe in body parts. Feel it. Swirling around. Destroying negativity. Settling things. Maintaining equilibrium, harmony. And then also feeling the passion or the desire to create something new, reveal something new about yourself. Now we'll go to the base of the spine where this Kundalini energy resides and can be activated to transform internally your human consciousness into more, accept more divine consciousness. Ganesha is the first and foremost archetype who will give you that ability to understand the God consciousness within you, the God goddess consciousness within you, the yin and the yang, the she and the va, the masculine and feminine. So start to feel the base of the spine coming alive, the pelvic area might start to tingle or light up, or might feel some heat, might feel some sort of movement or expansion. We'll call on Ganesha to remove the obstacles. He's an elephant-headed being with a pot belly, he rides a mouse. Or you can imagine some reddish-orangish light in the pelvis region. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the energy of Ganesha pushing reddish orangish light down your legs, into your feet and toes. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now bring your attention into the base of the spine and imagine a thin tube of light that rises from the base of the spine, piercing all the chakras on the way up. So the navel, the heart center, the throat center, the middle of your brain, the top of your skull, and going into the space. This is your antenna. Two, connect with higher beings, more intelligent beings, your highest self, your God self. Archetypes who are going to help you to understand what that is. Divine teachers who will help you understand what that is as they receive your signal. So we'll send the information up from the base of the spine, activating the chakras with the sounds. At the base of the spine, feel the sound radiate out, even beyond your body, sending a signal outwards from the base of the spine and upwards through that thin tube of light. Now move up to the heart center. Ooh. Feel or imagine the sound radiating out from the heart center. Beyond your body. Like a pebble in the pond, the ripples going outwards. Now move into the throat. Ma. feel the radiations going outwards, the vibrations of the sound. And moving up to the middle of your brain, third eye area. The whole brain comes alive. Feel the thin tube of light, the antenna, the susumna in Sanskrit, your connection to the divine, within and outside of you. Base of the spine. Na. Radiating out. Move up to the navel. Ma. Radiating out. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. She. Radiating out. Move up to the throat and the mouth. Wa. Radiating out. The two eyes on the right and left brain. Ya. Radiating out. Now visualize Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. He just appears in front of you. Maybe as his physical form, you can see him like that, or as a light. He's beaming a light into your third eye. A golden beam pierces your third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows, penetrates deep into your brain. It's a continuous flow of grace, divinity, intelligence, dispelling the darkness, enlightening your body, mind, and soul. Om Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Receive the light penetrating your third eye. Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Feel the dance of Shiva, masculine, feminine, yin yang, coming alive inside of your brain and body with this empowerment coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. Oh. Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Sadguru Bhavaya Swaha. Now go back down to the base of your spine with your awareness of your spine becoming very strong and straight. You might even move your body, although you don't need to make it straighter. Just imagine it as a shaft of a spear-like object, or veil, as we call it. In Tamil, it is the sacred or divine weapon to destroy negativity, to dissolve away karmas that are no longer serving our highest. So this shaft is your backbone, and then the head of the spear or veil is your brain. The tip pierces the top of your skull. Hold on to this image of the veil as your backbone and brain. It has the intelligence and energy and power of millions of suns. Keep remembering to receive the empowerment coming from that applies third eye into your third eye, piercing this image of the veil. Lord Muruga, his energy will be activated in the veil. Om. Om is the veil. As you hear this mantra, imagine the sounds going up the shaft of the veil and into your brain, the head of the veil, exploding it. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel the energy of the veil exploding in your brain. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. The shaft of the veil makes your backbone to feel super strong. Your whole body gets empowered. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya. Sound, sound. Now this veil disappears and has the energy only of the, all the suns, the millions of suns, light, beams, piercing through you. Your whole body, mind, and soul is exploding like rays of light of millions of suns. Om Bhur Bhuvaswaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deo Yona Prachodayat. Feel the sun's light, intelligence, heat, divinity, expand and grow within you, like bursts of sunlight. Om Bhur Bhuvaswaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Devo Yona Prachodayat. Feel the heat. Feel the light. See the light. Om Bhur Bhuvaswaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deo Yona Prachodaya. From head to toe, you're glowing with beams of light, rays of sunlight, the intelligence, the energy, the power of the masculine within you, the fire energy. Now we'll cool it off with the moon's energy, the goddess energy, the water, imagine a beautiful goddess in your third eye. She appears with open arms. Her form grows until it goes through your brain and then down the rest of the body. And it cools and brings clarity and the ability to be soft and create and to nurture you from head to toe. Om Chandraya Namaha. 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 From head to toe, the body has cooled. The sun's energy with the moon, the goddess energy, Auma. Feel the play of these energies, the dance of these energies within you. And slowly, slowly let go of the meditation process. You can stay in it. You can keep your eyes closed as long as you want. And slowly, slowly come back to yourselves.